Well, anyway, finish us off this week, Dave, and bring us right up to speed with the very modern era and optical data transmission.
That's right. A new longer range way of running a fibre optic has been developed. Whether you know it or not, you're probably using fibre optics every day, probably even at this very moment. They're the very thin glass fibres which carry most of the information around the internet and your telephone system. The information travels in the form of incredibly short pulses of infrared light because glass is very, very transparent in this colour. And it can travel tens of kilometres and still be easily detected. It can then be amplified and it can travel another tens of kilometres in a relatively cheap process. The problem is that when you send this laser light down a very, very long optic fibre, there are various processes which, instead of having your nice sharp pulse, which is easy to identify, they kind of splurge it out and turn it into a kind of very long, wide pulse. And one option is just to slow down the pulses. So instead of having lots of short pulses, you have a few wider ones, but then you get less data down your optic fibre, and that's bad, and you can't send it, and your internet gets slower. So you want some way of sending the information down without losing the shape of these pulses. Zhang Liu and colleagues from Bell Labs in New Jersey have come up with a really cunning strategy. It turns out there's a way in which you can make a specially shaped pulse of light which will have exactly the opposite degradation to your original pulse. So if the first pulse kind of gets wider and splurges in one way, the other one will get splurged in exactly the opposite way.
The sort of mirror image, if you like.
So in some senses, a mirror image. This is called phase conjugate. And they've sent two pulses which are phase conjugates of one another. And because the degradation is exactly opposite in the two, when you add them two together at the end, it sort of cancels itself out and you get a much better original pulse out. And they've actually managed to send information at 400 gigabits per second down an optical fibre, which is 12,800 kilometres long, which is, you know, a significant way around the Earth, with no other form of regeneration. So this should make long fibre optic cables underwater far, far cheaper because you don't have to put in big regeneration stations to kind of make the pulses nice and sharp and increase the capacity because it's cheaper, so you can put more fibres in and our internet should get quicker.
Well, let's hope that this speeds up downloading of The Naked Scientist for everyone around the world. Thank you very much, Dave. And also thank you very much to Mark Peplow. You can find more information about the stories we've been discussing this week, including the references to them, on our website at nakedscientist.com/news.